I'm going to assume that you all know what and who Abraham is. Is that okay?
Yes.
No.
I'm so nervous, Kay.
Okay. Well, this is not exactly science of the mind, but the philosophy is they support each other. Okay. And Abraham is a group of teachers who are not physical. So in common lingo, they're a channeled entity. Is that okay so far?
Okay.
So Esther Hicks is a woman who puts herself in a neutral state, and Abraham speaks through her. Okay. And Abraham is not just one guy on the other side. Abraham is a group of spirits who form sentences and words and thoughts, and the energy comes to Esther, and Esther speaks it. Okay.
That's why I hear Abraham Hicks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because her name is Esther Hicks, and they are Abraham. Okay. Are we okay so far?
So far.
So, can I just talk about what Abraham has to say about your emotions? And
sure.
Okay. Okay. Because
I'm open to everything. It's just okay. A great learning experience.
Okay.
Very good.
Because with my first experience with a channeled entity, it was like, okay, either this woman has a severe personality disorder or there is something talking through her, and I'm just going to listen to the message, and if the message makes any sense, then I'll buy it. And I'm not going to worry about where it comes from. That's where I was when I first dealt with a channeled entity. So I hope that you can be in a place similar to that.
Well, I'm here with an open mind, so.
Good.
I felt the same way. I feel the same way as Kate does about handlers in general. Except for this. I mean, I agree.
So what Abe starts off by talking about broader perspective and who we really are. And in science of mind, that would be all parts of yourself, your soul, your spirit, and your body, right? So, and Abraham says that we all came forth to this life with eagerness, that we exist in non-physical, even now, while we have a physical self and relationships and things going on, there is a part of us that exists in non-physical. And that the non-physical part of us saw what was going on planet Earth in the year, whatever, 1959 is a good year. And this little body got this little essence got charged up and wanted to become a body. Boom, to the, you know, mine was a crazy family, and I said, let me in, let me start feeling the emotions, looking at the contrast, making decisions about what I want, and let me live. Okay.
That's weird, because 1959 is when I was born.
You're welcome. So far the talk is focused on Christy.
Yes, it is.
It's all about you, Christy.
It's all.
I love it. Okay. I love it when it's all about somebody else.
So Abraham says, while we are eager to get to the heart of this book, which is a complete explanation of the power and value of your emotions and how to understand them and effectively utilize the guidance they provide, it is necessary that we first give you a broader view of your eternal nature. So that's what they did in explaining that we're non-physical, we came into physical, and then we'll go back to non-physical with this release of all the physical worries and things that concern us. So it's that's a good thing, too. Oh, prior to your emergence into this physical body, you were fully aware and conscious of in the non-physical realm. In other words, you understood yourself as you, little y, in the same way you now identify yourself as you, little y. And in the same way that you stand in your physical body, looking out into your world, translating what you see through the lens of your own personal perspective, from your non-physical vantage point, you also translate everything that you behold from your own powerful personal perspective. The non-physical you, capital Y, has an eternally expanding identity through which you perceive life, and from that vantage point you observe, you think, you imagine, you ponder, you know, and you feel. Okay, so there's that non-physical part of you that's doing all kinds of perceiving as well. Okay. So from that broad non-physical perspective, you came forth into this physical body. You came as an extension of the pure positive energy being you are in the non-physical. And as you were born and you donned the body and personality that you and others identify as you, little you, that conscious being that existed in non-physical realms still exists there in the same way that a thinker thinks a thought but still exists separately from the thought that he or she thinks. The non-physical you thought you but still exists separately from you that was the thought. In other words, when you give birth to an idea, you still exist to give birth to another idea. Okay. And what Abraham says is they want us to remember that in our physical body, we're an extension of that which humans call God. And because we are the furthermost extension of God or Source, then God or Source is also experiencing that expansion because of us. Through us and with us, God experiences expansion. So we're, and what's that have to do with emotions? Emotions are our indicators as to how well connected our physical self is with our non-physical self. And if things feel good, if the emotion is good, positive, loving, then we know we're in connection with our non-physical, which is part of God. And if it feels a little rough or sad or in any way disheartening, that means that you're not in connection, you're not in alignment with the higher part of you, or the you with capital Y. Your emotions are absolute indicators, and your awareness of your emotions and what they mean is essential to your conscious evolution. It's all about aligning your thoughts. Your life flows in a natural cycle. Before your birth, from your perspective of Source, you set forth the thought of coming forth into this physical body. From your Source perspective, you gave birth to the idea or thought of you. The law of attraction responding to that idea called forth the manifestation of you. Now in this body, you give birth to expanded ideas in your of your life. And the law of attraction now responds to those ideas and calls them forth into manifestation. Now from an existing perspective, another thought is given. And the law of attraction responds to that thought, and momentum is created, and that momentum caused by the law of attraction is response to thought, and that's the current of life. So your thoughts are creative because of the law of attraction and your connection. What they do in this book, then once you understand that it's about feeling your emotions and raising your vibration, as Dennis was saying earlier, they give examples of possible places you could be and where you want to get, and that you want to find some relief from the negative emotion just slightly to feel better, and that will keep that creative current going in the direction that you want to and that God wants to through you. And so what I had in mind was to go ahead and read the list of examples that they have in the book.
Do you want me to talk?
Sure.
A little bit?
Yeah, if you wanted to talk about that law of all the law stuff and the canoe stuff.
Yeah, I'll talk about the canoe. One of the things I've come to appreciate as I read more and more of the Abraham Hicks material is that without Jerry, we wouldn't have this body of work. Jerry is Esther Hicks's husband. Esther is the receptive one, the one that channels the information. But she was paired with Jerry, who has a long list of questions. And we believe that questions summon energy. In other words, if you have a question, who am I supposed to be in my life, it summons energy, and the energy appears in the form of answers over time. And so Jerry writes the foreword to this book, and he says that the purpose in our life is to allow more joy, and the true measure of our success in life is our joy. And the inherent basis of our life is freedom, and we are born to be free, including the thoughts that you choose are a measure of that freedom. And you may get the idea from what I've just said that if you're not happy, there's something wrong with you. Sometimes, for instance, if I broke my leg today, I might not be happy. I might have a lot of feelings about it. And if I tried to go to put a happy sticker on that and act as though all is well, that might not be ring true. That might be too big a leap between where I am today and where where I'd like to be. And so this book is a lot about moving from the place where you're at to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, as opposed to leapfrogging. An example of what I consider to be emotional leapfrogging would be somebody who has real issues with money and is in debt, goes out, wins the lottery, and maybe they've won $40 million, and shortly after that, they're back to where they were because they, in their consciousness, were not able to embody being wealthy all the time. They were not able to sustain that. And yet, if you gave Warren Buffett $40 million, he'd have no problem increasing that money. So it's simply a difference in attitude and vibration. And they talk about the three laws that are written about in the books. The first book we talked about a few meetings ago was, Ask and It Is Given. And there are a couple of books in between, and this is the last, one of the last ones. They just published another one recently, but the first books cover the law of attraction, the law of deliberate creation, which is deliberately focusing your attention. And this is about your emotions and how you can use that in a gentle way to kind of keep going in the direction that you want to go in your life. And so they do use the analogy of the stream where you put your canoe in, and if you have to paddle upstream, you're using a lot of energy, you're going against the stream, and the stream itself is an analogy for your current of well-being that always exists. So if you think of yourself as a being with this stream running through you, if you're paddling upstream, you get tired, there's a lot of effort, sometimes this is called resistance, could be disease, could be any number of things, but think of it like when you're a little kid. I used to love to roll downhill, lie down and roll down. It would be as though I were to try to roll uphill. It's very difficult. It takes a lot of my energy. So you could think of putting your canoe in the water as having a thought about something. Like maybe I'm thinking about my day. And so maybe I'm thinking, man, there's a hurricane coming today. This could be a crappy day. Don't think I want to go out. Not going to be any fun. And so the stream keeps responding to it, and it creates momentum. Well, it could create momentum like I'm having a crappy day, or it could be that I decide I'm going to have a great day, that I'm looking forward to, watching the trees and the wind. And I don't know about you guys, but I went out and I had a great time in the weather. So by observing our emotions and adjusting to them, it helps us continue the downstream momentum. And one of the things we can do to kind of stop the stream, if we have something we're trying to manifest, like say, I'm trying to manifest a new job. If I ask a lot of questions about when is it coming, when is it coming, I'm momentarily stopping the stream. And so it kind of moves you back in the stream as opposed to moving you forward. It maintains that awareness that I don't have it. And that awareness continues because, of course, what we think continues to grow. And I'm not saying at all that Kate has done that. I've never heard her say, when's my job coming?
When it comes.
Right, when it comes. So they refer to something in the book called releasing the oars. And so it continues that analogy of the stream with a canoe, with our current of well-being carrying us along, and just dropping the oars and relaxing to whatever is going on at the moment. And they've got in the back how many exercises?
A lot. More than 27.
Do you want to go? Do you want to kind of run through the highlights of them?
Well, I love.
And then we'll take a break.
Okay.
Now these are specific examples of things in our life that may cause us stress, and they run you through how you can approach relaxing into well-being.
Right. Like the first one is, I have been given a frightening diagnosis. How long will it take for me to find my solution? Number two is, I cannot lose weight. Number three is, my children fight constantly and they are driving me crazy.
Hey!
Number four, I'm totally disorganized.
That's for my son.
Number five, you can't give these to other people.
Oh, okay.
My former partner tells lies about me. My husband tells me how to drive. I am not happy at work. My husband and my teenage son do not get along. Since my father died, I cannot find my balance. Just plain, I am a teenager. My friend talks about me behind my back. I have so little money with no improvement in sight. I cannot find a mate. My sister and I are not speaking to each other. My mate controls me and I feel smothered. I am getting divorced and feel lost. My children have no respect for me. People steal my creative ideas. My mother has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. My office staff cannot seem to get along. My husband thinks this philosophy is nuts and wants no part of it. I am considered old in this society. My daughter lies constantly. I keep getting passed over for promotions at work. I do not have the time or money to care for my parents and I feel guilty. I am wasting my life stuck in traffic.
Yay! I know about that one.
Here's a Kate one. Now that I know about the law of attraction, my thoughts worry me. My husband is very... That's number 27. We'll be talking about that more in the second half, believe me. My husband is very sick. My lover has left me. My pet is sick. I have never had enough money. My dog died and I feel grief. And our son is gay. So there are 33 examples, and so here's the starting place for a person, and then they say, here's some thoughts you're probably thinking now, and those would be upstream thoughts, and then they'll give examples of downstream thoughts, and so we'll go more into what's upstream, what's downstream, and play with downstream thoughts for each of us so that we can keep moving. It's important to know that Abraham says, nothing that you want is upstream. Nothing that you want. Everything that you want is downstream. And to keep your thoughts going in the thoughts that find release and that feel better. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.